good afternoon. I'm Rob Hughes in for Karen Greer. We begin with a disturbing crime against the elderly, a man firing shots before robbing two women at a shopping plaza. 24-year-old Bobby Kelski of Hampton facing a judge right now. He's charged with several crimes, including possession of a firearm, aggravated assault, and theft. It happened outside a dollar store on Terra Boulevard in Clayton County. Our Trayson Bragg joins us live from the scene. Trayson, really disturbing to target two vulnerable women.
That's right. I mean, this is a very disturbing story, Rob. And Kelski is actually waiting to find out if he'll be granted bond or not. But as for that attack, it all happened right here.
Take a good look. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office tells me this man, Bobby Kelski, is locked up behind bars after targeting and attacking two elderly women.
That's alarming.
The attack happened here in the parking lot of the Dollar Tree in Lovejoy Wednesday. Investigators say Kelski began carjacking the two senior citizens.
And that's alarming for elderly people. I mean, I'm getting up there in age, and I wouldn't want that to happen to me. I sure hope people were there to help her.
But that's not all. Investigators say at some point, Kelski pulled a gun, firing multiple rounds near the women's feet.
That was necessary, especially for elderly people. I'm sure they didn't have a weapon. I mean, he could have just jumped in the car and gone his way and left them alone. He could have killed them.
Moments later, he hopped in the women's car and sped off. The Clayton County Sheriff's Black Hawk unit caught him 10 minutes down the road at the intersection of Fayetteville Road and Tara Boulevard. Kelski was arrested and his gun taken as evidence.
Kudos to those sheriff's officers, though. I really appreciate their hard work and everything, and the police officers as well, yeah.
Now, in total, Kelski is facing six charges. Get this, Rob, in addition to the charges you mentioned, he's also charged with driving with a suspended or revoked license. Reporting live in Clayton County, I'm Trayson Bragg, CBS 46 News.
Yeah, it's a good thing they captured.
You know, I was looking at something the other day, and it was like some people really don't have souls, you know, like everybody don't have a soul. You know, you got people that walk around here and they really don't have a soul. And I never really understood what that shit really meant. And I'm still trying to grasp myself around what that means. But like that, it's coming clear. It is coming very, very, very fucking clear to me what that shit means. What's up, everybody? You already know what it is, man. This is your boy, London. And this is Press and Play, where all you got to do is press play and listen to the conversation. I hope y'all are doing good, man. I hope y'all doing a little bit better than the elderly women that have been carjacked and shot at. First of all, it's been a great week so far. I mean, it's been pretty good. I do want to say that we had a little, you know, crisis with the whole gas situation. I know some of you guys may have experienced it. Definitely experienced it in the on the East Coast. I don't really understand it, but I'm glad that it's over and we're getting to back to some type of normalcy, because I mean, it was just hell, man, trying to find gas. And it's like gas stations had lines all the way out into the fucking highway. Like, it's just crazy. And Atlanta is so packed. It's like, you know, ridiculous when things like that happen. We have major issues. You know, everybody rushes out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody try to go out. I mean, I've seen people with big barrels getting gas. It was crazy. I'm like, God damn, I just need about a good $20 worth. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all taking all of the gas, God damn. But I'm glad that shit is over. It had me down for a while. I wasn't even really trying to move around and do anything, because I'm just like, I'm not moving. Like, I can't, because if I get on E, how the hell I'm going to get home? You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm going to do once I don't have no gas? This shit's just crazy. And really didn't know how long it was going to last. It lasts for a long time. Now, the crazy part about it is I heard about it probably like a couple of days before it actually like really hit. And then it like hit. But then they were saying something about that it was going on for longer than, for like a week or so. I didn't even notice that shit until like the end of all of the mess. That's when I really started getting affected by it. And like the gas stations around me started like deplenishing with gas, and then the gas went up to like crazy. You know, I seen the gas like $3.75. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But needless to say, the shit is over with, and I'm so fucking glad that it's over with, because the shit was aggravating as hell. But yeah, that's what I've been dealing with. So back to this whole, man, this dude and these elderly women being shot at. I honestly, man, I am so fucking sick and tired. Like, I'm exhausted with the amount of, like, shooting and crime that's been done, and unnecessarily dumb ass crimes. Like, it's just so stupid. It's exhausting. Now, my thing is, like, I carry a piece with me, you know, but it's just protection. Like, I'm not out here arguing with people and shooting at people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not out here trying to run people over and bust them in the head. Like, it's none of that. But if I have to protect myself, then, you know, I'm going to protect myself. That's just going to be what it's going to be. But the people that's out here, like, doing all this robbing and shit and all this other extra bullshit, like, it's really aggravating, you know. This is the point where I am glad that there are officers in the midst that can help and save shit like this. But that's where the line from, like, good and bad, because it's like, they're here to protect and serve, and that's what you want them to do. You know what I'm saying? I want you to do your job and protect and serve. I want you to be able to complete your job, you know? I don't want no one to be harmed, but at the same point in time, it's just that. Like, you don't want anybody to be harmed. You want everybody to be able to, you know, walk away safely, and the people that's supposed to protect, to protect. In these type of situations, this is where all of the aggressive officers that do all the heavy force shit, this is where you come into play. You know, well, not necessarily for, you know, extra force, not to say to kill the man, but this is where you come into play, where you do your job. And, you know, this is where you should be doing the right thing and doing your fucking job. So I applaud them if they're doing their job. I don't like crooked cops, and crooked cops for me make me more so not like all cops. And I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, I've ran into more crooked cops than I have good, period. And this is not even off of a he say, she say shit. This is off of personal experiences, all right? And off of my personal experiences, I've been profiled. I've been, you know, made out to be a bad guy and all type of stereotype, typical bullshit. Like, I've dealt with that personally, firsthand, me, officer here, you know, like, I've dealt with that. So I know how it is to deal with that on that hand, and to be falsely accused when you're like, damn, dude, like, you really, it's people out here that you really need to be focusing on that's got, like, more of a threat than me, because I'm not a threat to you, promise you, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Your threats is out here in these streets, that these people that's doing all this crazy shit for no fucking apparent reason, shooting at elderly people, still in their cars. Like, where the fuck are you going, dude? Like, where are you going? This shit sounds so stupid to me. You're still in cars in 2021. They have all kind of GPS systems in these fucking cars. They have all types of serial numbers. Like, the parts are every type of part, like, even the little parts have serial numbers to be traced back. Like, they're gonna trace your ass, you know, at this point. Like, back in the day, hijacking is so different from now. Like, it's so advanced. They have kill switches on these cars that some of these dealers put on these cars that they can cut the fuck off. Like, if you didn't pay your bill or whatever, they'll cut your car off. Or if your car gets stolen, they'll cut your car off. You know what I'm saying? And these people jumping in these cars and taking these people's cars and risking people's lives over dumb shit. From what I'm understanding, I haven't heard of any, like, chop shops. You know, I think they kind of done away with them. And most of that kind of shit come from up north, you know. I am originally from up north, but I've been down in Georgia for about 12 years. So it's home to me, you know. But at the same point, you know, when you from somewhere, you know what I'm saying? From my understanding, that shit done, that last time I checked, chop shop's done. Like, you know, if you can't find a chop shop, you're very lucky. You know what I'm saying? But people don't do that shit anymore. You know, that shit is whack to even be doing it. Like, get a job, get a hustle, do something with yourself. Like, there's so much you could do out here in the world and contribute to, or just be a benefit for. You know what I'm saying? You take all this time trying to calculate how you're going to steal a car that you can't even go up the street in. They caught the dude in 10 minutes. Like, they caught you in 10 minutes, dude. Where was you going? Where were you going? You in a parking lot with all these fucking cameras trying to rob somebody. This shit is so stupid. It's dumb, and I've never will understand it. I don't really get it. And then you got elderly people, like, you're risking older people's lives for what? This shit is cowardly as fuck. Like, the shit is not cool. And like I said, it's really starting to make me feel like, okay, yeah, you know what? Like, I never really understood what they were saying. They said, like, you know, people around here, some people are robots. Like, they're not really, don't have a soul. Like, you really can't have a soul if you're sitting here robbing from old people and literally shooting at old people. Now, apparently, he wasn't trying to do nothing to hurt them because he shot him towards the feet. And legally, that's supposed to be legal. But it's not legal when you're hijacking somebody. That's not self-defense. You're stealing from these women and their older people, and you shooting at, this could be your grandmother, like, this could be your mom. Like, you don't understand, you're not putting yourself in these people's, you know, shoes. And I just don't like that shit, man. Like, that shit irks me. And I feel like nowadays, like, this shit is just crazy. And most of this is from the generation of motherfuckers that haven't been, you know, their foundation ain't really been too good. You know what I'm saying? They home base, their foundation of, you know, like, don't get me wrong, my life ain't never been peaches and some fucking cream. You know what I'm saying? But my foundation was right. You know, I've been in the streets. I know how it is to have to hustle and do your thing and get by and live every fucking day on a hustle. Like, I know what that shit is like. But at the same point of time, like, you gotta have a heart, man. You can't just be out here just doing any and everything. Like, you got people. These are people, family members. These are people's lives, and you can't get that shit back, let alone your moment right now. The shit that you look at that may look like it's so fucking hard to get by, once you get through that shit, you're gonna look at it like, damn, that wasn't shit. I look at it like I say with my friends a lot of times, like, $100 is like a grown person's you know, dollar, like a grown person's $5 or a grown person's dollar. It is, because when you younger, that shit seems like so much. You know what I'm saying? At that time, it's like, that's just so hard to achieve. And then when you grow and as you go on in life, it's like, oh, damn, that wasn't that hard. You know what I'm saying? And it plays in the same sense. You go through shit right now, you trying to go rob a fucking car and hijack, and then 10 years later, after you done got into jail, now you want to sit up here and be remorseful and feel so sorry for yourself, and you want a second chance. We see this shit happen every fucking time. It happens all the fucking time. When you could just get the shit right now, you see this shit ain't fucking working for the next nigga. So stop fucking doing the stupid shit. Find some other fucking hustle. This shit's not working for you. It's not working. Now you put yourself in a situation where, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people that probably care about this dude, even though he may not be the best in the public eye. It's people that care about him. It's people that's going to be stressed out because of what the hell he's going through. And it's people that's going to have to go through trying to get him right to make sure he either don't get that much time or get bail if they give his ass a fucking bond. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be stressed out and worried and dealing with backlash, because now you all on the fucking news. This shit is embarrassing. It's crazy. As a people, I just really felt like we would be so much better than this shit. And it's like, this generation is just fucking to shits, man. Like, y'all got to fucking chill, bruh. And I understand that it's hard, and we ain't really getting what we really need in so many ways and so many words. You know, I get that shit. Like, I totally get it. I get it. I'm with you, nigga. I get it. But god damn, like, y'all gotta stop fucking making this shit worse. They already don't fucking like us already, off grip. They have not liked us since we've been here. Our ancestors have been through so much shit to get us to where we are, to even be fucking free, bruh. And it's like, now that we're free, we can't even get it together. Like, we can't even get it together. Come on. This shit is really not that serious. And most of the shit that y'all doing this shit for materialistic shit. Y'all doing this for some shit that you ain't even gonna have. Them shoes you ain't even gonna be able to fit in a couple of damn years. Them clothes you ain't gonna be able to fit in a couple of years. This shit that you getting, you not even gonna be liking that shit in a couple of months. Like, you not even gonna wanna rock that shit. You not even gonna wanna to even deal with the shit that you trying to steal cars and rob and scam for. Like, the shit makes no sense. Cause you not even gonna be paying attention to that shit and after so long. My thing is, if y'all gonna be doing this shit, be smart. Like, invest in something. Invest in some real estate or something. Do something that's gonna be, like, beneficial for you and your people. For you and your family. Hijacking a car ain't gonna do it for you, bruh. I promise you. It's not. It ain't, man. I know firsthand a lot of motherfuckers that have went down for that. Personally, my father, you know, not to put his shit in fucking, you know, on blast, but he's had his fucking history with shit like that. You get nowhere, bruh. You get absolutely nowhere. And that's why I try to do so much as to be in a different path and a different mindset than that stupid shit. Because it really ruins people's lives. And they get absolutely no fucking where. Years from now, you are going to regret the shit that you're doing now. You're doing it for the quick fix, to get that quick buck, so that you could get by for right now. Because it's hard right now. But after that shit pass, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? I literally sat down with a 44-year-old grown-ass man. He got all these felonies, misdemeanors, been locked up for so much shit, been in and out of motherfucking jail. And it's hard right now. Like, the way life is right now, it's hard as it is, period. It's just hard. And being a black man, it is even harder. Being a black uneducated man, it's harder. Being a black uneducated man with felonies and fucking a background, bruh. You literally get absolutely nothing. Like, you can barely work at McDonald's. You literally just put yourself in a, like, you gotta go get your own business. And a lot of people don't have the mindset to do their own shit, which is why they go through the shit that they go through, which is why they sit up and start robbing and shit. They don't have a good mindset. They don't. Most of them are fucking followers. They seen this shit happen. Somebody else did it. I'ma try. But the thing is once all this shit died down, once that smoke clear, bruh, what you gonna do? Because regardless if you don't put this shit on your resume or not, or don't put it on your job application or not, they going to find out. When they find out, they not going to fuck with you. The system's already rigged so that we can't get ahead, so that we can't move further, and that it is harder for us too, so that we have to push hard. I know, listen, it is easier to be bad than it is to be good. But god damn it, you get no fucking result from being bad. Like, you may achieve greatness, you may get you some money, but you gonna always be trying to look over your shoulder, trying to figure out who's coming after you, who knows about the dumb shit that you've done to get wherever the fuck it is that you are, or whatever it is that you're fucking doing. You're always going to be looking over your shoulder trying to figure out what the fuck and who the fuck and how the fuck. So why go through all of that? Well, you ain't got to, bruh. Just get your ass out here and bust your ass. Use your ones and your twos. Put that shit together and bust your ass in a different way. Put it in some good shit. Get you something that you can pass down to your kids. Because half of y'all motherfuckers got kids. And you ain't even thinking about that. I just feel like we at some point have to make a change. Like, I'm looking at these fucking news reports and shit, all this shit that's going on. And I want to go over another one. But it's just, it's been so much shit and all this constantly. And even in Atlanta itself, I think they said it was like, we up like 40% than what it was last year or something, as far as like shootings in the city. Like, come on, bro. Is that fucking, are you serious? It's hard. I get it. It ain't shit easy, bruh. Nothing. Trust me. Life ain't easy with me either. It's not. I'm telling you, when I tell you, you got to bust your ass. Like, yeah, I do that shit every fucking day. Even when I don't want to go, I go. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be out here. I don't want to just, I want to just chill. Like, and you can't, but you got to keep pushing. You got, I always say, when you feel like you don't want to, you do. Even when you feel like you don't, you do. If you feel like, I'm just, this is the day I'm just going to be lazy. Don't. Don't be lazy. Don't allow yourself to. Okay, give yourself a break. Don't work as hard. Maybe work a half a day. But work. But do it. Whatever it is. Whether it be school, work, a project from work, whatever. Like, do it. Focus in on it. Your own business, like, do it. When you feel like, damn, I want to take a break, don't. It pays off in the end. I just would rather have something where I don't have to look over my shoulder. I don't want to look over my shoulder. I feel like the system is already rigged to fuck you up anyway. So it's like, why fuck yourself up 10 times worse than what you already are? Like, you already set back 10. Like, you already set back. So why set yourself back even more? Why? We got it hard, man. And y'all don't understand. Listen, it is very, 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 very fucking hard. Being of color, and then just being stigmatized, you know, and stereotyped. I mean, even from going into stores and stuff. And it's like, we out here, at least for me, I'm so fucking rooting for us. Like, I'm so trying to fight that lesson. We not like that. Like, that's not us. What y'all trying to put on us and label us to be, we're not. But it's like those little few in between ones that just continue to keep just letting them just prove their fucking point. Just prove their point. Now I get it. You don't let nobody run over you. You don't. They can say you have an attitude, ooh, you black and angry. Fuck you. You don't let nobody run over you. That's it. But you don't go out here and just do ruthless shit. Careless bullshit, robbing and shooting an old woman. Come on, bruh. Like, who the fuck raised y'all? Where the hell y'all come from? Like, what kind of bullshit? Where did it start? Where did it start? Back in the day, I just never heard of stories from my elders. You know, I never heard of the stories of, like, having to deal with, like, young kids running up and shooting and robbing old women. Like, that shit just doesn't make fucking sense. And when you hear shit like that, you're like, what? How the hell does that even make sense? At what fucking point does 1 + 1 = 5? I don't really get it. You know what I'm saying? And y'all make that shit seem like it's okay and it's cool. And it's not. And y'all making it harder for every other one out here. Like, y'all making it harder for us. Because just because that puts us in that box, that puts us in that stereotype. Like, that's what they do. They don't get me wrong. Listen, they have a lot of stories and a lot more other shit that they be going on in their fucking communities that they don't put on the damn news. But my thing is, why even be that one percentage? Why even be that one option? For what? Over some stupid shit. That don't even make sense. This shit is just dumb. It's dumb. It was so pointless. You wasted all your fucking time and you got caught. And now you're going to jail. Like, you did all of that for what? You made it nowhere. 10 minutes? That's it? 10 minutes. Wow. Wow. Fuck you was going. It just don't make sense. Y'all be safe out here, man. From what I'm understanding, the carjacking has gotten a lot worse here. And people are really... If they want your car, just let them take it. It's really not that damn serious. It's a fucking car. I mean, for me, it's just like, if it's really that serious for you, bro, have it. I didn't want to pay the damn note anyway. Have it. Like, you could have it. Don't worry about it. It's just stupid, you know? I'm not about to fight you over no materialistic shit any fucking way. But my thing is, the thing about it is the principle. Because motherfuckers out here, and that's what really irks the fuck out of me. We work hard Fly shit. Like, and I say we because I know it's all motherfuckers out here that's just like me. That's like hustle, 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 and be out here from day in to day out trying to make a bag, trying to be more better than what they was yesterday. Like, I know it's other people out here that's like me. So when I say we work hard, like, we work hard. Sometimes it takes months to achieve or to get some of the things that you want to get. And you have goals and you set your goals up right, especially if you're somebody like me, to set your goals up right. And even if you got your little vision board to kind of help you out, you feel what I'm saying? And you trying to make sure that you do what you got to do to get what you want to get. And you trying to do it the right way. Because, like I said, it's so easy to be bad. It's hard to be good. And you try to do the shit the right way. And you get some little knucklehead bastard to come out here and just snatch your shit like that. Just snatch it up. Didn't stay up with the hard work with you. Didn't stay up weeks and weeks, countless of days trying to make it to get it to whatever it is. Even if it's a flat screen TV, a new pair of shoes, whatever it may be. The fact that you can work so fucking hard for something and somebody feels so entitled that they could just come and steal it. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, do you think that these motherfuckers just gave me this fucking car, you stupid bitch? You know what I mean? Do you think they just, this shit just dropped in my motherfucking lap, nigga? Like, I had to go put some fucking work in to get this motherfucker. Yeah, that shit be making you like, man, y'all better start taking y'all grandmamas to the fucking gun range. Because you know what? Me and mine is with it. My grandmother got her a nice little piece too. And I'm like, listen, you need to. You know where the hell to do it. Light their asses the fuck up. Ain't no fucking talk. We not about to talk to you. Light their asses the fuck up. Try it if you want to. Bop, bop, bop. That's all I can say. It's bop, bop, bop. Because it's time out. And you don't even want to be like that. Like, that's the whole thing. You hate to have to be like that. You're sad that the world has came to that. And to have to be like that. To have that mindset. Like, I'm going to have to, like, light some motherfuckers up. Because people just, they keep trying it. Like, but it's like people it just gets worse like every day. And are y'all not seeing the same shit that I be seeing? Like, am I not the only person out here looking at this shit and seeing it? Like, what the fuck? And at this point, I feel like I have to say something because it's like it's part of, you know, I'm part of this whole generation shit coming up, you know, like I'm part of that. But I know a lot of us ain't been raised the same way. And it has a lot to do with your upbringing, bro. It has a lot to do with your upbringing. And then I'm saying, like, you got to be brought up in the best neighborhoods. Because, bitch, I stayed in the fucking projects. I don't even want to fucking hear that shit. It ain't about that. But most of my fucking family stayed in the projects and still is in the fucking projects, okay? So it ain't even about that shit. That shit makes absolutely no fucking sense. What is it about? Some fucking morals, some fucking standards, and some type of fucking values. Like, those core values as to what the fuck it is that who you are and what you're supposed to do. It's like, you're supposed to be protecting the old women. Like, that's who you're supposed to be looking at to open the door for. You know what I'm saying? You remember, they used to walk the old ladies across the fucking street and shit like that. Like, niggas don't do shit like that no more. Niggas be ready to run them over, shoot them, and take their cars. This shit makes no sense. This could have been your grandmother. And then you just sit around and they smirk like the shit okay. Like, how are we supposed to fight for that? Like, Black Lives Matter. Are you understanding that? You know, like, do you believe that shit? For real. It makes you mad. It makes me mad. It makes me upset to even, like, have to have the conversation to even look at fucking shit like that and hear news feeds with that, like, and just to think that it's just so much that goes so much more than just that situation. Like, you just traumatized the whole older lady. She probably ain't never dealt with no shit like that ever in her fucking life, and she has to wait to this time in life to deal with some shit like that. And you deal with old women, they're older, they're not able to defend themselves. Which is a pussy-ass, coward-ass shit to do. And then you shooting at people. Because a lot of these motherfuckers out here now don't got no hands. That's their fucking problem.
Everybody like, I'll shoot, you fuck with me, I'll shoot you, I feel like to get. Throw them hands. Because most of y'all be doing all that motherfucking talking and ain't got no motherfucking hands. The same ones that be in school or wherever, working all that, running your mouth, doing all that chee-chee-chee-chee-chee-chee-chee-chee, like you got something. And then when somebody ready to fucking challenge you and beat your ass, then I'ma put that out. Don't come on. Well, wait right here. I'ma shoot. Cause it's too hard. You get too hard under pressure. So it's like, oh well, wait right here. I'ma handle that. It's the first thing is always to go shoot. It's crazy. Like I said, listen, I'ma protect myself. I don't give a damn. But I was raised to fight. Period. I was raised to defend myself with my hands. First. With no fucking gun. There was fists. Like, nigga, you need to learn how to fucking box. I used to box when I was a fucking kid. Like, I had my boxing gloves and everything. Everlast? Come on, bro. I had my Everlast. Boxing shoes and a motherfucking bro. I was ready. I just feel like we just, and don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying, like, fighting is okay because we shouldn't be violent, you know? Like, we got to get better in our own, in our world. Like, we gotta make it better. But, you know, you gotta protect yourself. And if you need to learn how to fucking box, box. Like, you need to learn how to fucking protect yourself without a gun. Like, y'all niggas be killing me. And y'all think that shit is so fucking hot. Like, you a real nigga because you popped a gun. Like, you not, anybody can pull a trigger, nigga. Like, you're not doing shit special. You're not. And at the end of the day, whether you get somebody now, you kill them. Okay, you killed them. Let's say you killed them. Do you think that shit gonna be over for you? Like, that shit's just gonna die out after that? Like, you just, oh, okay, well, I killed them and now I'm good. Like, no, nigga, they gonna get your ass. And then you gonna have time to sit and think. And then once you get out, you still is gonna be fucked up. Your life is still not gonna be the fucking same. They gonna get you. Y'all niggas need to learn how to motherfucking box, period. Y'all need to learn how to motherfucking throw them hands. Like, learn how to fucking fight. Stop being a pussy and learn how to fight. It's because y'all been so fucking caught up in these goddamn internet shit, our social media, caught up in all that shit. Y'all niggas don't know what the fuck to do with them hands. And they be doing all that fucking talking, running their fucking mouth, and then you want to pull a fucking gun out of an old lady. Like, what? But you so hood. That's where you getting your stripes at, though? Like, that's how you gonna earn your stripes, Tony the Tiger? For real? This shit crazy, bro. I don't get it. And to each his own, I suppose. I just feel like y'all niggas need to learn how to motherfucking throw y'all hands. Y'all need to learn how to put the fucking guns down like they did in Friday. And he was like, but you live to fight another day. For real, bro. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all coming out here, you're trying to intimidate somebody with a fucking gun. That shit is not fucking scary, bitch. It's not. It's not scary. And that just all comes with just the fact of fear, you know? Motherfuckers be trying to put fear in you. You don't fear motherfuckers. Don't fear that shit. Ain't no reason to be fearful. Period. Ain't no need to. For what? Them bitches bleed just as well as you do. You know, I think it's just get your life right. Make sure your fucking life is right. That's it. Make sure you right. Don't worry about the next one. Make sure you right. You don't do nothing to jeopardize your life. But at the end of the day, if you got to fight for your life, you fight for your motherfucking life. I'm going down, bitch. I'm going down with a motherfucking fight. I don't give a fuck. Period. That shit is, I don't give a fuck. Going out with a fight. Not just going, no, we ain't going out like that. My thing is, it shouldn't even be like that. Like, we shouldn't even have to even be having those type of conversations. After coming up, as much as I remember dealing with the racist shit that went down and all the little different racist shootings, I know around from my hometown, like, it was just a lot of, like, you know, they had, like, a whole massacre shooting type shit where it was, like, the KKK and they just came around just shooting motherfuckers in the projects. That type of shit is, like, it's a lot, you know, and I feel like we come so far from that now. Don't say that the KKK ain't still running around here, because they are. But at the same point in time, I just feel like we came so far from that to allow it to be again,
to now it's like now we're shooting each other. Like we not even going against the motherfuckers that was coming against us in the get-go. That shit should be bringing you closer. Like that's the type of shit should bring you closer as a culture. It should bring you closer as a community. You know what I'm saying? Like the kids now should be looking at that like, damn, we gotta make this better to make sure that my elderly people are like the straight and like, you know, the generations are good and that, you know, even though that's your mama and not my mama, I still respect her because that's our mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I feel like we should just be more grouped in together. It's like a family. I mean, at the end of the day, we are the same. And it's us and them. Like, I don't understand it. If you ain't us, bitch, you them. That's just period. Like, that's just how it is. I don't get it. How y'all not thinking like that? Like, cause y'all don't think? I don't really understand it. So this little dude going to jail. I'm not really going to follow up on that story. So if y'all want to follow up on it, y'all read and find out how long he going to get and all that shit with his trial. I don't really fucking care. I'm glad they got him. I'm glad the old little women are okay. I definitely know that they probably got a lot of trauma and shit. Because now, you know, they be scared to go out by themselves and stuff like that. And that shit is not okay. You limited people from what they, because now that they're older, they can't go out and enjoy themselves and enjoy life. Like, this is when they supposed to be able to be chill and relaxed and, you know, you on vacation and shit. And you got coward ass motherfuckers that's too busy worried about who the fuck is tough and who ain't. Because you got a competition with yourself, like, in the world, I suppose. Like, I don't really get it. Niggas is too busy trying to be fucking hard. Like, what are you trying to be hard for? This shit ain't even cute. Like, I don't understand it. What you trying to be hard for? Just be you. Be you. If you ain't hard, that's okay. Everybody's not meant to be aggressive, motherfucker. Like, they not. Damn. This shit is so stupid. Everybody want to be everything. Like, you can't be everything. You can't. Be a nerd, motherfucker. That's what you was supposed to be. Be a nerd. Damn. Stay in your books. Get a degree or something. Like, do something better with yourself. Everybody is not supposed to be this shit that y'all be trying to be. Like, y'all just be doing a bunch of extra shit. Half of y'all supposed to be fucking doctors and teachers and fucking veterinarians and other fucking shit. And y'all too busy trying to be a trap boy in the fucking hood and be a rapper and be on the scene. It don't even look right with you. Because it ain't you. It's not fitting because it don't fit. It's like trying to put a 9-size shoe on a 11-size foot. It don't fit. Quit. I don't get it. I just feel like some of y'all motherfuckers just need to be more smart. Like, you know, gain a little bit more smarts and stop being so stupid. And it just doesn't make any sense. I don't know, y'all. This is what I be thinking. This is how I be feeling. And when I hear and see shit like that, and it be us, like that be us. I'm like, dude, really, dude? You know, they want us in this box, right? Like, I don't get it. I get protecting yourself. I get protecting your family. I get not letting nobody run over you and doing all that. Like, I understand. I get that. I'm with you, bruh. But what I don't get is the purpose of doing unnecessary, dumb, irrelevant ass bullshit. Like, just stupid shit. Like, we in Grand Theft Auto and they gonna give us another fucking life because this shit gonna re... Like, we gonna re-go again. Like, you gonna shoot or take the gun, they gonna catch you, and then it's gonna start over and you gonna be outside the police station, and then you gonna walk around and be okay. Like, that's not how this shit gonna work, bro. It's not how it's gonna work. I just feel like somebody gotta hear it. Like, who needs to hear it? Who needs this message? Stop being dumb, bruh. Just stop it. Like, go do something else with your fucking life. You got a life. Do something else with your life. I'm telling you, this period is only gonna be a period. This shit, when they say this shit, this too shall pass, like, that shit mean something. Do you read in between the lines? Huh? Are you hearing it? It's gonna pass, bruh. And when it pass, you gotta make sure it's gonna pass and not be on your ass. Like, that's gonna be on your ass. Y'all do shit that you ain't even gonna be able to get away from. And then you sloppy with it. You doing crime and being dumb. Dumb petty crimes. Like, bitch, you know you facing some years for that? That wasn't worth a year. Okay. That makes sense. And then y'all floss like y'all doing something. Like, this shit was hot. It's like stealing people's chains and then going on Instagram and posting it. Like, who's stupid? That's so dumb. Y'all incriminating yourself over Instagram? Like, the social media has fucked up the world so much. Everybody lives in this whole fairy tale world. It just, everybody's got it. Everybody's got money. Everybody's rich. Everybody's doing it. Half of motherfuckers not. They not. And I'd be the first to say, I got money, and then I don't have money, and then I do have money, and then I got my good and bad days. Sometimes I do some fucked up shit. Sometimes I be alright. It just really just depends on where's life going, you know? It be hard out here. Shit. But my thing is, I'm always out here going to get it. Like, I'm going to get it, period. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get it. It got to be a good day or a bad day. Bitch, I'm out here getting it. Where we at? What we doing? You feel what I'm saying? And that's just the motivation on it. Life is hard. It is not easy. It's just going to be what it is. I don't give a fuck if you a doctor, a fucking nurse, a fucking psychiatrist with the fucking many of degrees. Like, it matters none, okay? Many trades. It don't matter. Life is going to hit you, period. That's what life is. It's a bunch of fucking choices, bitch. Just make the right one. Like, you got to make the right one. Y'all making a bunch of non-thought. Not even, the shit ain't even a thought. You didn't even process a thought. Because if you really thought about it, you really would have been like, yeah, nigga, I don't even know if we need to be doing that. Y'all be doing the most. And y'all think that shit gonna make you look good in the streets. The streets don't love you, baby. It don't love you. It don't love you. It don't love you. Streets don't love you. You don't get no love from the fucking streets, dummy. And anybody that's really been in the streets, I've had my taste of the streets. I know the streets don't love me. And I ain't love the streets. Ain't never love the streets. Streets don't fucking love you. You out here trying to do it for the streets. Doing it for the streets. Just stupid. Just stupid. Dumb, bruh. Just dumb. I want better for y'all. I want better for y'all because I want better for me. And I know that it's a us thing in this motherfucker. Because when y'all look bad, I look bad. I look bad, y'all look bad. It's just how it is. We are us. And y'all got to stop trying to make it more like it's not just to like you over here and we over here. Like, you affect all of us when you do dumb shit like that. They don't just look at just you. They look at all of us. It's a one type of thing. It's all, look what they doing now. Come on. Y'all ain't never heard on y'all never been racially profiled or stereotyped before. I've dealt with it. I not know what it is. And they look at that type of shit and it just gives them more of a reason to be more of who they are. At some point, we got to stop. This is really, at this point, it just gets embarrassing. You know, and then you see older people on us like, I just wish that we just stop the shootings. It's just too much. We need to get together. We need to come together. And we do. But it's a lot of these knuckleheads out here that are supporting the advertising and arcane the dumb shit. Like, it's okay to do this shit and it's not. Have a reason. Be protecting yourself. Listen, if I'm going to blow at somebody, I'm blowing at somebody because I'm protecting me, period. I don't give a fuck. I'm protecting me. I'm protecting my damn, my household. That's it. I'm not going out here on the fucking on a shooting spree, you know, and going to the store and getting my cart and shooting up shit. Like, no. Shit makes absolutely no sense. Life is hard. I get it. Get a psychiatrist or something. Talk to somebody. Get a friend. Get a pen pal or something. I don't know. Do something to make you happy. Work on your mental. A lot of y'all don't really know how to deal with shit, which lets me know that you ain't never been through shit. Because when you go through shit, you learn how to deal with shit. You got to really go through life to deal with life. Like, life is a fucking test. You got to keep fucking going. It ain't easy, bruh. It ain't never going to be fucking easy. But as you go on, you kind of get to understanding this shit. And it comes a little bit more easy to understand and to go along to, okay, I get this, but you're never going to fucking get anything to understand anything or even have a fucking fighting chance if you out here shooting and doing dumb shit to just dumb shit like that. Like, you never have a fighting chance, ever. You just be another one they're going to put down on the damn trenches. You think they really give a fuck about it? Like, they making more jails to put your stupid ass in. Like, they're making room for you. They waiting for you to do the dumb shit you're doing. And you just keep falling into the fucking trap. This shit is stupid. It's dumb. Got to start thinking past these one little moments. Start thinking past these one little seconds. You know, like I said, it's good for the moment, but god damn, that moment passed. It might be good at 10:30, but at 10:38, it's going to be a whole nother show. Then you're going to be, damn, I wish I would have started thinking. Shit, count to 10. I understand it's hard with motherfuckers that's got, like, tempers and shit, because I got a temper, and I really been, like, y'all don't understand. I've come a long way. And I get it. Like, I've come a long way. My temper has definitely evolved, and I've learned to, like, kind of control it, because it's not something that you can just not control. Like, you can control it. You can. It might be hard. It is. Sometimes I gotta bite my motherfucking tongue, and I got a slick ass mouth too. Like, it's hard to bite my tongue sometimes, but sometimes you just, it's a place and time for everything. Everything ain't gotta be said. And I learned that the hard way. Like, you don't have to say everything to everybody. Every battle you don't need to fight, cause you ain't gonna win every motherfucking battle. You not. And some of them battles you just need to be like, you know what, it ain't even your day. I'm gonna keep it moving. And that's what you, it ain't your day, I'm gonna keep moving. I'm not even about to entertain that, because that's what you want. I'm gonna let that go. Stop trying to fight everybody. Like, it's just not gonna work. Can't do it. Can't walk around the world with everybody being your enemy. Like, what the fuck? Damn. I don't know, y'all. This shit's just crazy to me. I hate it. I feel like it's something that has to be said. And I mean, it's just an improvement on everybody's end. Because, I mean, we all have our ways, and we all have our moments, and we all need understanding. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. We all go through our shit. It's hard shit. It's easy to be bad than it is to be good. I get it. But goddamn, you got to start being a little bit more, put a little bit more resentment and some shit in it. Like, you gotta really put a little bit more in that bitch, because goddamn, it's not okay. Old woman could have been killed, and it's not okay. So we just gotta get better, man. I pray that we do get better. I pray that it gets better, and that, you know, that he gets what he deserves, because that's just what it has to be, man. I mean, I don't feel no sympathy for nobody shooting an elderly woman still in their car. I just don't. But, y'all, I am going to be right back. This is actually a longer conversation than what I expected for it to be. But I just feel like it has to be said. Like, at what point are we going to get it together, man? So, I don't know. I just feel like, I know this is a long-ass rant, but I just feel like I had to get it out. Like, it has to be getting out. Because this is not the first fucking shooting. Like I said, it's been, like, fucking forever. Like, it's like 80, like 80-something, 83 or something like that. Like, it's getting ridiculous, man. It's getting ridiculous. At this point, it's like, come on. Y'all are just really pointless. Like, I know this girl got shot. She was walking down the street with her boyfriend, and some dude, she was actually just a visitor, and some dude had came and was trying to holler at her, and because she turned him down, he shot her. Like, what? This shit don't make sense. Why are you shooting people? They don't want you, so that's, you didn't like me, so I'm gonna shoot you. Well, bitch, I wouldn't want to fuck with you anyway. If that's so easy to shoot me from then, goddamn, I definitely don't want you to be fucking with me then. Oh, man, that shit crazy. We'll be back, man. All right, man. So this is one of the sad parts of, you know, this. But I really have to make this known, you know, and speak on this because, I don't know. This is just a person that's kind of, he's inspirational to me, okay? I'm not a comedian, but I like to laugh. And I do like to, you know, I like to write as well. I grew up listening to a lot of his stand-up and, you know, different shows that he's been on, like Richard Pryor and the Dave Chappelle Show, like, you know, different movies and things like that. You know, my parents kept me in the breast on all the good shit. You know, I had a good little, you know, entertaining childhood. So, you know, rest in peace to Paul Mooney, man. He died at 79. He died Wednesday at 5:30 a.m. at his home in Oakland, California. I do believe he had a heart attack, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, he really is going to be missed, man. He definitely made a lot of people laugh. He was just a dope-ass comedian. And he said a lot of things that a lot of people wouldn't say. You know, a lot of things that people thought he, you know, he prided himself on saying. You know, he made a difference with that because, you know, a lot of people just be quiet. They don't say, they won't run and make a statement or to speak on certain things and certain topics, and because it's too sensitive, you know, and you don't want to be canceled like how we are right now with this whole cancel era. You don't want to, you know, have the backlash, but, you know, he was one of them that really didn't care, you know, and it made his career what it is because he didn't really give a fuck. You know, he said what he needed to say. And honestly, a lot of things that he did address made a difference because it shed light and brought awareness to a lot of the things that needed to be brought up and needed to be talked about that we just didn't talk about, you know. And you would always just be like, dang, he really would say that. Or, dang, he really had that opinion. But, like, I mean, being who he is, he made a difference, you know. He did things that people wouldn't have done and wouldn't have said, and that shit made a difference. That shit, it brought the era of, you know, other comedians and other people, artists, you know, being vocal and speaking and saying, touching topics that they wouldn't talk about, you know, that they wouldn't touch. You know, he's definitely a legend, man, and rest in peace to him. It sucks, man. We losing all our legends, you know. But the good thing about it is this is just that, you know, at least we get to learn from them. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it is. It's just learning, you know, being able to learn from these people that we are admired by, inspired by. And we have to really just pay attention and listen to each other. And I don't know. I just really, I'm sad to hear that. I'm sad to see that that's where he's at. But my condolences to him and his family. And I pray that they find comfort. All right. And other petty ass news. I did want to come on here and talk about the whole Lil Nas and Nicki shit. So Lil Nas X is having some issues with the barbs, you know what I'm saying? They was getting in his ass. And they say he felt overwhelmed because he had a new song that comes out called Sun Goes Down, where he sings about how he found confidence following Nicki when he was growing up. The lyrics go, I be by the phone, standing Nicki morning to dawn, only place I felt like I belong. Strangers make you feel so loved, you know. After releasing that song, he got a lot of backlash from Nicki's fan base, because they're saying that he's trying to use Nicki's name for clout. From what I'm understanding, I don't even want to say, like, I don't know. From what I'm understanding, I think she said something or, you know, was, like, accepting his apology or whatever the case may be previously. But it didn't go well with her fans. So, you know, when he first was out or whatever the case is, I guess, like, when he first, you know, got his whole celebrity shit, he was rumored to have ran a Nicki Minaj stan account. I don't know if it was Twitter or whatever, but he was running the account. And it came out that he was the one that was running the account, and then he denied it. And because he denied it, you know, her fans or whatever the case is, they were feeling some kind of way. So, yeah, now he's dealing with the backlash from that, and he's like, he's not even going to be mentioning her name anymore. Now, this is my thing with the whole Lil Nas shit. You know, he just came out with his whole little satanic shoes and all that shit and that damn song and all that, the video and all that shit. Where I'm from, we don't play with the spirits and shit like that. Like, we believe in spirits. We believe in, you know, the good and the bad type of thing. We believe in the demons and, like, all of that, you know, and representing or inviting that type of energy in will... It won't be good for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're inviting that type of energy in. Rather, you want to make a, you know, say it's acting or whatever. I mean, that's, even with acting that shit, like, when you're acting that shit out and they're doing that shit in movies, like, you're still inviting that type of energy in. Like, regardless of what it may be, you're inviting that type of energy in. You're representing that. And I don't really stand for that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not with the whole... playing with the devil and all that shit. Like, I'm not with the demon time. Sorry, I don't fuck with that type of shit. Cause I know motherfuckers out here that, you know, really, really be haunted on some real life shit. Excuse me, like, really on some real life shit. You know, motherfuckers out here do voodoo. They play with the dark magic and all that shit. That shit is real, you know. And if you don't know that, obliviously, you may think that this shit is okay. You know, I'm just dressing up. I'm just playing a part. It's just the acting, but it's not. You know, it's so much more that comes from that, and so much that you invite in with that. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be a human fighting spirits. So you got to be real well equipped and know what you're dealing with and what you're going into when you start opening those type of doors. So for me, nah, I'm not with that shit. As far as him being the stance with Nicki, I don't really understand why over the last couple of years or whatever, everybody's really not ever really giving Nicki her, like, you know, her props. Like, I mean, I get, like, she had the issues with the Grammys and shit like that, but y'all know how I feel about Young Money, man. I love Young Money, the whole label. You know, the artist has got some dope ass artists, and I feel like Nicki and Drake ran this shit for a while, and y'all not gonna fucking tell me that they didn't run this shit for a while. Like, they was running shit for a long time, and it's like, you can't negate that. Like, how do you negate that? Because you get to a certain point. That's why you gotta give people their flowers. You give people their props. Like, it's like, cause you would want your props for what you've done. At the end of the fucking day, there was no other female rapper that was doing it like she was doing it. She was doing it. Clearly, if he was a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna give props for what props is due. You feel me? And that's just off of the strength of, it is what it is. Like, that shit was real. Like, they really ran that shit. Nicki and Drake did, and Wayne, they was running shit for a long time, you know. I've been fucked with Wayne since the whole beginning. Cash Money, like, when they, Juvenile and them, like, when they was, all of them was running with Master P and them, like, you know, all of them was out doing their shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So from that to evolving, he had, like, a hottest ass label, like the hottest label out, and, you know, dope ass artists, even to, like, from fucking Nicki and Drake to, you know, Tyga, you know, to Chanel. She was fucking dope. You know, he had a couple other artists on there too, of course, like, you know, Twista and them was on there as well. Like, Twist, you know, they had a whole lot of, like good movements. It was like a whole movement. That era was such a good vibe, like, and it was such a good vibe. So it was good music, and you know, you can't negate that. Like, you can't just act like that just doesn't exist. I mean, if you're running around creating a fan account, you know, and creating for fans, you know, to support an artist, you know, I don't really get why you would try to back on that, like, as if it didn't happen, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. A lot of people just, that's just how people do. You know, once you get to a certain point in life and you start to glow so much, people don't be wanting to give you your glow. Like, they don't really be wanting to give it to you. They be hating like motherfucker, hating on the sideline, just hating. You know what I'm saying? They be hating hard. Like, I'm just, you so salty. You is so salty because you don't want to see people glow. And that's why you have to appreciate what you're in and give people their props, because what everybody has is for them. You know, the life that you live is the life that you live, because you can handle that shit. I don't know what you went through to get to what you got, but I'm going to give you props for what you're doing, because I probably wouldn't be able to do the shit that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It might not be for me. It may not be my time. It may not be my, you know, my position. It may not even be what I'm supposed to be called for. You know what I'm saying? So I can't knock the next kid because, you know, you doing your shit. Like, nah, if you doing it and you doing it right, man, you give them props for props is due. You feel what I'm saying? You can't negate that. You can't sit around and act like that shit just didn't exist, as if y'all wasn't bumping and y'all wasn't popping and y'all wasn't, you know, y'all wasn't supporting the kids because y'all was supporting them. And that's just really what it is, you know. But that whole situation, this whole story is really just petty news. But so I don't know. I just, you know, at the end of the day, from what I'm understanding, Nicki did accept his apology. And that's really only all that matters. I don't really think it really matters to her. I mean, you're talking about an artist that's out here doing it. She's been doing it for a while. She doesn't need you guys to even give her your opinion. She could give two shits about what you thinking or what you care about. Like, it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, she in her bag, whether you like her or not. You know what I'm saying? Whether you running your fan page or not, she getting in the bag, you know? And it's just time out for just hating artists that are successful. We need to start learning from them and trying to figure out how it is that they fucking doing it, so maybe you could do it too. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, like, hating and trying to, like, not give people their fucking props when they're actually out here making moves and doing monumental shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that a lot of other motherfuckers ain't doing, you know, and making a difference and changing. A lot of people are sounding the same. Nobody's different. Nobody's switching it up. Nobody's giving us something different. Like, everybody's just giving the same thing. And that's because they see one person that made it. Like, well, I'm going to try to do it the way he did it. And then I'm going to try to do it the way he did it. And it just continued to keep revolving. And everybody's like, well, I'm doing something different. I'm something new. And you're not new. You're just doing the same thing. You know, it's just your voice and not the other kid's voice. But it was the same shit. You know, everybody's sounding the same. So it would be good to get some new shit in here, you know, preferably, and to start shaking some shit up, because that's what the fuck we need, is to shake this shit up, you know, and be different and show your creativity and, you know, give props for the creative mind, because y'all don't understand, it be hard trying to be an artist. It's hard being creative. It's like, that shit is really, really hard. And I mean hard, like, you have so much in your head and you're trying to get it out, and it's hard to get it out. Like, that shit is real. And not everybody can write. Not everybody got bars. Not everybody out here can write their own shit, period. Everybody can't write a song. Everybody can't even write a verse, even one verse, like one line. Some people can't even rhyme. Like, you would be amazed. I've been around and working with different artists that really don't know how to write. Like, you know, literally don't know how to write. Don't know how to formulate anything, any of their thoughts on the paper. Like, they can't put it on paper, you know, they can't translate it, they can't rhyme or whatever. Like, it's hard. So, you know, you give people props when props is due, and stop being such a hating ass motherfucker. It ain't cool. I'm gonna be right back though, y'all, because we're gonna do this Ask London, and yeah, we got that coming up real soon. All right, y'all, so some more petty news, man. It went down Saturday night, which was last night. So TikTok drew a huge crowd at the Huntington Beach residence. Now, it was thousands of people that swarmed to the beachside community Saturday night, and police broke up the bash called Adrian's Kick Party. Now, the party was advertised on TikTok and it went viral. Users all across the country were chiming in and the possible bash, and the vids went viral, man. They went viral. Hundreds and thousands of people just, like, out. The crowd was started to form around 6:30, and then things got rowdy a little quickly around 7:30. It was a full bar and they had fireworks going off and everything. So around 11:30, cops made a move and declaring the event was unlawfully assembled. The cops used tear gas to break up the crowds, and they they was forcing people down and pretty much like arresting and locking people up. So at 11:30, the city imposed a curfew that lasted about lasted until 5:30 in the morning on Sunday. Now this is for Adrian Lopez, Mr. Lopez, man. Happy birthday, bro. The celebration marked his birthday. All he said on TikTok was pop out and celebrate my birthday, and that's all it took. There were about 121 adults and 28 juveniles that were arrested and booked for various charges, including vandalism and firing dangerous illegal firearms. And they got locked up. So happy birthday, Adrian. That shit is wild. I mean, to honestly just be able to post your birthday and like thousands of people just come out in celebration of you is freaking dope. Unfortunately, they went wild. I mean, I've seen videos, man. They jumping on flagpoles and shit, like climbing up and shit like that. It was thousands of people out there, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't COVID monitored, of course, because they just kind of just went out there. It wasn't like a meetup, you know, well, like a legal meetup, you know what I'm saying, where they had masks and all that, and the people just out there on the beach, like, they just turning up, you know, for Adrian. So shout out to Adrian, man. Happy birthday, bro. But hopefully he didn't get locked up, and I'm pretty sure he probably did. He's probably like one of them that got locked up. I mean, even if it was his party, but he probably could have got away though, because that's a lot of people, you know. They probably don't even know who the hell Adrian is. They just out there. We out here trying to function. This COVID-19 shit, this whole quarantine bullshit, it's really been taking a big toll on the world and people, and everybody just want to get out and have a good time. And unfortunately, you know, the pigs ain't gonna let us have too much fun, so you're gonna have to be careful with what you're doing, bruh. But I mean, it really can't blame Adrian, man. He invited people. He didn't know everybody was gonna come out like that. You know, you don't know these things when you start making posts. You don't know where your posts go, you know. I don't know who's listening to this, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you just do what you do and you see what the outcome may be. Unfortunately, it wasn't a good outcome. I mean, but I'm pretty sure they had a good ass time. If they was out there from 6:30 to 11, they had a good time. So, hey, they was turning the fuck up. They didn't even have to have no music. Everybody was just out. It looked like it was some fun, but, you know, you got to keep yourself safe, man. You got to wear your mask and you got to get 6 feet to 6 feet, bro. At least until, you know, everybody decides they're going to do with this whole vaccine shit and all that. And unless you're trying to get the first dosage, if you ain't trying to take it, you know, you got to be safe. And even if you are taking it and you are trying to take the vaccine, you still need to be safe. It doesn't mean that you're immune to shit, you know, because you never know. And this is just a test, you know. You never know what the way your body may react and the way somebody else's body may react is so different. You know, you can never say one person's body is going to do the same thing as the next person. It may be five people and their bodies may do the same thing, but there's one person that may be a little bit different because people's bodies is different. We got different genetics and things like that. Some people can handle certain things, people can't. So yeah, like, you gotta be careful, man. You gotta be safe. Can't just use that vaccine as an excuse to do what you want to do. But happy birthday, man. That sounds like a turn up. I mean, honestly, like I said, I looked at the videos and it looked pretty freaking dope to me, and they looked like they was lit. I mean, somebody climbing all the way up on a flagpole, I'm like, bro, what are you doing on a flagpole? Like, how the hell did you get up there? And if you drink it, like, I definitely wouldn't want to be getting up there. It's too much. You got to focus too much. It's just too much. But, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Be safe out here, man, for real. But we're going to be right back, man. I know we got to do this Ask London shit. I got a couple questions. But I do want to talk about the Jackson family, too, because they are pretty freaking upset now, and it's just a little quick brief on it. The Jackson family are upset because of revelations of an interview that Martin Bashar did. He did with Princess Diana, and they're reportedly considering legal action. He did an interview back in like 2003, and it was titled "Living with Michael." Jackson, and it pretty much just profiled his life in the Neverland Ranch. During the interview, he kind of leaned on the relationship with Michael Jackson and young boys and alleged sex abuse and all that. Michael Jackson was unapologetic about sleeping with in the same bed as a 13-year-old. You know what I'm saying? He's saying, why you can't share the bed? That's the most loving thing you can do, is share the bed with somebody. You know, as weird as that is. He was prosecuted for it or whatever the case may be. But, you know, they're looking into it a little bit more because they're... you know, they had some questions about the footage. It was unethical. And they said the main reason, and it's one of the main reasons why he's not here. And this is coming from, you know, Michael Jackson's nephew or whatever the case is, Todd. He blames Bashar on his death because of that. Because he kind of felt like he tricked Michael Jackson in the way that he kind of tricked Princess Diana. And that's with that interview. So, right now they are going in the process of, well, I think they're going to end up taking legal action because they felt some kind of way about the interview. And, cause at that point that broke the trial is, you know, when he did the interview, that's when they broke the trial. And, we'll see what happens. They feel as if that is has a lot to do with that interview had a lot to do with him and you know going into the whole trial situation and you know with sleeping with the young men and all that, and they feel like that interview had a lot to do with it, and that's the reason why he ended up going to jail, and that's the reason why he ended up you know dead. And this is allegedly, this is what his family's saying. Well, some of his family is saying. So the Jacksons will be going to court, I suppose. I guess that's what they're going to end up doing. I guess that's what they're feeling. But we will keep up on that and definitely check in on that and make sure to see what the updates and the real is when it comes down to that. But I keep y'all locked on that. But we'll be back with Ax London. What's up, everybody? Now, this is Ax London, the part of the conversation where you guys ask a question and I give you my honest and true feedback. I'm going to give you the real, let you know how I feel, the real damn holy feel. God damn it. I'm going to let you know what I feel about the opinion, my opinions about the questions that you have. Now, listen, I am not your shrink. I am not your psychiatrist. I am your neighborhood conversation, okay? So don't listen to what I say and take it to heart. But just, you know, kind of get the little ear in or whatever. It's for your entertainment. It's not for you to just go out here and listen. I don't want you to be sitting out here going to your Thanksgiving parties and shit, standing up in the middle of the daggum meal, talking about you learned this shit from London, now you got a statement. Absolutely not, okay? That's not what we're doing here. So don't do that. You know, just listen in, and that's just it. So, we're going to go to our first question here. And our first question comes from Danae. Now, Danae says, how do I react to my daughter postponing her wedding reception until her dad, my ex-husband, gets fully vaccinated? I wanted it to happen without him attending. My daughter says that she needs him there. And she wants him to walk down the aisle. All right. First of all, the way I feel like is this. You have to allow your daughter to live and be your daughter, okay? That's your husband or your ex-husband or whatever. Obviously, at one point in time, in one part of your life, you obviously wanted to deal with him somewhat because you said you was going to spend the rest of your life with him. Now, even though you may have not and it may have flopped, it is what it is. But you can't be mad at your daughter for wanting to have a relationship with her father. You should be encouraging her to have that relationship regardless of what, because that's the relationship that she should have, even if he's a fuckboy. But you can't get mad because you end up dating a fuckboy, and now that you over the fuckboy, you don't want your child to be around him. Like, and I don't know, it happens so many times. It's like parents, they be trying to live through their damn, like live their weddings and shit through their kids. You can't live through your kids, okay? It's just not going to happen. You got to allow your kids to do what it is that they're going to have to do. Now, anytime it comes down to the relationship with their parents, whether it be mom or dad, you should never stop a kid from having that relationship with their mom or their dad. You should encourage them to have that, even if it flops. Let it flop when it flop, but encourage that shit. You can't, even if you put money into this wedding, it's not your problem. It's not your wedding and it's not your say. If she wants to have that relationship with her dad, you let her have that relationship with her dad and you leave that shit alone and let her do what she's going to do. Because it's not your place. It's not your wedding. It's not for you. You know, it's for her. So you have to respect that and fall back. Now, I just feel like that's just it. Like, I don't really understand why you should, why, if you don't want to be there, like, you go to the wedding and not the reception. Like, I don't understand. Go to the other side of the room, you know, but stop having opinions about who comes and who doesn't. It's not your guest list. It's not your wedding. It's not yours. Like, it's not you getting married. You got married, okay? And that's it. If you want to get another one, go find another husband. But don't try to control your daughter, because at the end of the day, all it's just going to do is make her resent you. And then she's going to not want you there on her 10th annual wedding anniversary celebration. Now, your ass ain't invited. So calm down. And find something better to do. I see you're a teacher, so maybe you should go teach or something. Like, do something that's going to encourage you to, like, stay out of your daughter's business. Stop trying to run her life. So, our next question comes from Lee. And Lee says, what should I do? My girlfriend told me that she doesn't want my 10-year-old daughter with me during our engagement party. She says she doesn't want my daughter present during our wedding. Okay, so first of all, when somebody marries you, they marry you, your whole family. That includes your immediate family, like you're intertwined with the whole fam, like the mama, the daddy, the sister, the cousin, the brother, the kids. The kids is the part of the package that you really can't get away from. Like, you might not be able to have to worry about the mama and the daddy so often, you know, once in a blue moon when them motherfuckers come in town. But you can't really dodge a child. And regardless if you don't like the baby mama or if you don't even like the kid, like, you, at that point, you need to, when you find out that she don't like your kid, you need to remove yourself from her. Like, you shouldn't even be dealing with her. Y'all shouldn't even got past the first date. Because there's no way in hell you gonna tell me my 10-year-old daughter is not gonna be able to come to my wedding. Like, absolutely not. Bitch, what the fuck? Who does that? Like, that shit sounds so dumb. Y'all shouldn't even be together right now. I don't even understand why you're even still contemplating on trying to create a guest list and you can't even have your 10-year-old daughter. See, Dana, this is the shit that, this is why I could understand why you may not want your ex-husband at your daughter's wedding, even though you still got to be respectful. I can understand why you may have your reservations, because sometimes you have these deadbeats like this. Lee, I'm sorry to call you a deadbeat, but the fact that you question and this just makes me feel like, I don't know what to say about you, bruh. There shouldn't even be a question on what I should do. It's when I'm gonna do it, like right now. What are you waiting for? I don't really get it. But it's a 10-year-old daughter in the place it is. Don't get yourself caught up into some shit, because you'll never be able to make that right. And you don't want your daughter to resent you for being a dumbass and marrying a woman that obviously doesn't even fucking care about you, let alone your daughter, because that's a part of you. That's the package deal. That's part of the deal. It's part of the deal. Like, what are you doing? I don't really get it. I'm not understanding it. But you need to leave her alone. Hopefully, you're not getting married and you can go find somebody else. You really need to go find somebody else and stop it, because you're tripping. So we have Rebecca. Rebecca says, my daughter is 16 and wants a car. Everyone in her school has really nice cars. What car do you recommend for a 16-year-old with wealthy friends? Well, Rebecca, I would suggest a car that actually is safe and that you can actually afford. I'm really like a firm believer in, like, stop trying to live above your means. Like, if you can't do it, don't do it. Stop trying to keep up with the damn Joneses. You're not the Joneses, especially if your last name is Clark. Stop it. You know, it's not, I don't really know. It's not going to work for you. I understand she may have wealthy friends, But that's just part of what you go through in life. You're going to have people that are around you. That's a lesson she can learn, you know. You have people around you that may be more well off. That's why you should keep working and busting your ass so that way you could do the same thing. Give her a job or something if you want to. You know, if you feel that so much of a need to buy her a wealthy, expensive car. I mean, I really feel like it's dumb. You're going to buy a 16-year-old a car that is probably more money than the car that you're driving around in. That shit absolutely makes no sense. I wouldn't even be paying a car note on a 16-year-old's car. Like, absolutely not. You're gonna pay that car off and let them ride on it. And it needs to be something that is reasonable. Like, honestly, to tell you the truth, I would have a 16-year-old and probably like a 2006, a 2009. Let's just keep it hot. They're 16. And honestly, that's probably a little bit too much luxury for them. Hell, give them a fucking Toyota and call it a day. Get something you can afford. Don't try to go out above your means because you're trying to keep up with the people at the school. And then when she leave from the school, she coming in to park that high-ass car in a raggedy-ass neighborhood. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Not to say that you stay in a damn hood, but I'm just saying. You gotta make it make sense to me. I don't be understanding how y'all be sitting in damn apartments and shit with fucking Range Rovers and fucking Lamborghinis. This shit makes absolutely no sense, but you're renting. Like, get your priorities together, bruh. The car is going to depreciate as soon as that bitch leaves the lot. I promise you that. And I can also promise you that the land is going to appreciate. As long as you continue to keep up your land and do what you're supposed to do, your land will appreciate. Your surroundings around your land, like all that shit helps to help your land appreciate. So just think about it, you know. I think you should be more so focused in on maybe buying a house. I don't know if you have one. Maybe, hopefully you are. But if you're saying that they're wealthy and you don't really obviously don't have that money like that, I feel like you should just like chill out and relax yourself a bit and not put too much stress on yourself. Their kids, she's gonna have to deal with that shit either way it go. I mean, hell, everybody has to deal with it. You know, I know people that are wealthy and they have money and I don't necessarily have the money that they may have, and that's totally fucking fine. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Go rob them? Like, it's really not that serious. Money is so materialistic. These things in this world that we get so confused and complicated, like, it's all just materialistic shit. Anybody can go out here and bust their ass and get some fucking money. Like, it's really not that hard. As long as you're willing and able and you can go and get it, like, you can get it, you know? So I don't really feel like it's that serious to try to keep up with the Joneses and keep up with people if you don't have it. Like, if you don't have it, baby, you just don't have it. It's okay to not have. I mean, hell, you come out the damn womb not having. You think you come out the womb with damn shirts and polo and button downs and Balenciagas and shit? No, you come out naked. You ain't got shit when you coming in this world. So obviously, come on, let's talk about it. All right, let's go down to somebody else. You need to find your daughter a car that makes some sense to you and her, because you trying to keep up with your friends at the school ain't gonna make it no better. You're going to be trying to work 5 jobs to try to buy her car and keep up with your bills. Like, that's so stupid. I wouldn't do that. Stop asking questions like that. It's not. It doesn't fit you. All right. So let's go to the next question here. Okay. So Wendy has a question. And she says, what should I do? I'm 18. My mom still checks my phone and doesn't let me sleep with it. She deleted my TikTok, Snapchat. She thinks there's no norm in it. She doesn't let me go out, even with my friends. I'm tired of everything. Need answers ASAP. All right, Wendy. So, Wendy, at your age, I was already at my mom's house at like 17, okay? I really feel like you need to go and get yourself your own stuff. Now, be respectful, because at the end of the day, it's still your mom. Okay, and I understand that she's trying to watch after you. She may not understand the things that's going on right now. The world is so different. Like, social media has taken over in so many ways that it's just crazy, okay? Like, the world is so fucking crazy right now. It's different. It's, from what your mom's used to what you're used to, is totally two different things, okay? She's 18, you're 18, she's probably like 40 or something. She doesn't understand you. She doesn't understand it. So the best thing for you to do is get a job, work, then get you a car, because it's best to have a car so that way you can get around and you can go do what you need to do. And then after that, you get you a place. And you should be paying your own phone bill so that way you can at least put a lock on it, a code on it, and she don't have to. Like, start making yourself more independent and doing the things that you need to do to be more independent for yourself, and so that you can be, have that privacy and you can do the things that you want to do without having to have people barging in and ruining your feng shui. You feel me? I mean, I get it. You're young. You should be able to get on TikTok. You should be able to go out with your friends and enjoy life because you have to enjoy life, you know. But some parents are a little stricter than others. But the way to get away from that is to be independent. Go get your own. Work to get your own. Work to put yourself above that. So that way you don't have to worry about it. Because as long as you stay with your mom, as long as you're under her roof, you unfortunately have to abide by her rules. And that's just the way it works. I don't care if you are fucking 30 in your mama house. You 30 in your mama house, you still gonna abide by your mama rules, period. So you want your independence, you go get your independence. Go grab it. Do the things to get your independence. Now, I advise that you stay in school or get some type of trade so that way you won't have to cry here and struggle and all that shit. But, you know, get you a part-time, a full-time job. Try it out. Try to help your mom out with around the bills. Show that you can be a little bit more independent and more, you know, adult and on your own. So that way she don't feel that she has to baby you and watch after what you do all the time. You know what I'm saying? Try to get yourself that independent structure. Because you, once you get that, people can't tell you what to do when you pay your own bills. Trust me, it doesn't work that way. So, we have Jennifer. Now, Jennifer says, my brother does not want my family to be vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccine because he is an anti-vaxxer. What should I do? You should get yourself vaccinated if that's what the fuck you want to do. Okay? You do what you want to do because you're an adult, Jennifer. You're grown. You do what you want to do. Your family, they do what they want to do. Your brother is in control of your brother, period. He's in his own control of himself, okay? And that's it. If he has kids, maybe he controls them. But y'all got to get some type of structure. Like, a lot of y'all don't really be making y'all own decisions. And it's crazy out here. Like, I don't understand it. Y'all got to start becoming a little bit more independent and more mindset of your own. Like, have your own thought. Who cares if he doesn't like it? Shit, it is what the fuck it is. I am not a vacciner either, you know? I don't believe that it's the best thing. And honestly, to tell you the truth, I'm waiting for somebody's head to pop off. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to stop nobody else from doing this shit. Like I said, after they finish their first round, I'm going to talk about it, you know. But until then, I'm going to keep myself safe, stay away from people, and do what I got to do, wear my mask and sanitize, period. But at the same point in time, I'm not going to go around telling you people to not do it. No, I'm telling you that you should go out here and do it if that's what you feel like you should do. Go do it. Protect yourself, period. Protect you and your family if that's what you feel like you need to do. Now, in the sense that you feel like you don't want to and you want to do like me and just wait the shit out, then wait the shit out. But I feel like people got to start, like, letting people have their opinions and their options and their thoughts. Like, that's where the world is so fucked up now, because everybody want to tell everybody what to do. Everybody want everybody to do what they want them to do, and they don't want them to do what they want to do. Everybody has their own mindset. You got to be your own mind. Be your own individual. Make your own decisions and have a reason by your decisions. Like, if you want to take the vaccine, have your own reason for why you want to take that vaccine. Rather that shit be, hell, I'm scared of fucking COVID and I want to take this bitch so I don't get it. Hey, that's your fucking reason. And if you don't want to take it, then you have your fucking reason for it. Like, hell, like me, shit, I'm scared of these motherfuckers trying to put a serum in me and have this shit like the mark of the fucking beast. I don't know if my head gonna get popped off or not. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have your own reason and your own thought process. I can honestly tell you that I give two shits and a rat's ass if you like my opinion or if you don't, because it's not for you. It's my opinion, and everybody has it, just like an asshole. Everybody's got one. So we have to be a little bit more understanding that people have their own decision. And you gotta just tell your brother to kick rocks, especially if you got your own family, he got his own, or y'all grown. Like, what are you doing? Who cares if he don't like it? You know, who cares? I have family that's taking the shit and I have family that haven't. You know, you do what you want to do. You make your own decisions. You got to be respectful of other people's decisions. You got to be respectful of how other people feel. Because understand, hell, I might feel this way, but I understand why other people may feel other people feel other ways. I try to look at everything from every standpoint. Like, yeah, I might have this opinion, but I have to try to understand why you may have the opinion that you may have as well, because your shit is valid. Like, yeah, that makes sense too. It's not a wrong or right. It's a I feel this way and you feel that way, and we can respect each other because that's just what it is. People have to start to learn to do that shit. Stop trying to be dictators and tell people what the fuck to do. It's like you want everybody to do what you want them to do. No, bitch, we're gonna do what I want to do and you do what you want to do. That's it. So tell your brother to go somewhere and don't get vaccinated, and you go in somewhere and get vaccinated and just call it a fucking day. I mean, I don't understand. Don't let him keep trying to, you know, tell you what to do and run your life. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. And I honestly wouldn't put up with it. So, I don't know. But that is my segment for today of the Ask London. I hope that it maybe have helped somebody. And if it hasn't, I mean, I really don't know what to tell you. But I appreciate everybody for listening and tuning in to it. It's such another episode of Press Play, man. Yeah, I just appreciate y'all. Like, y'all listening in and tuning in, and it's really, really, really dope. And I appreciate you guys for, you know, listening in to me. And I will be back with, you know, a lot more. If you guys have not, please, 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 please check out Smoker's Circle by Lauren is London. That's LaurenIsLondonSmokerCircle.com. LaurenIsLondonSmokerCircle.com. We got all your smoking supplies, man. And we actually about to be coming out with the vape pens and shit like that. Like, we really trying to, like, give y'all tobacco supplies and let y'all, you know what I'm saying, get y'all the real deal. So that way y'all ain't even got to worry about getting out of the couch, getting out the house, getting off the bed, off the couch, out the rocking chair. Like, you can get everything you need to your front door. Feel me? And also, we do free returns and free shipping. So that's really fucking dope too. I mean, who doesn't want a free return or a free shipping with the return? Like, come on now. Y'all tripping. Y'all ain't checked it out yet, but I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and check that out, man. That's Lauren is London, SmokerCircle.com. I said Lauren is London, SmokerCircle.com. Y'all already know, man. But I do appreciate y'all once again for listening and tuning in to your boy. And, yeah, man, we're just going to keep it locked and keep it going. And, till next time, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy London, and I'm out.